Milo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, I'm sure you, like me, woke up this morning, checked your Instagram, and the first clip you saw was Jesse Buckley winning that Golden Globe. It's a really notable achievement for the actress. It's the first time that an Irish performer has grabbed the Best Actress in a Drama gong at the Golden Globes, and her odds of winning the Oscar have shortened. But we'll try not to get too ahead of ourselves. Henry McKean visited Jessie's old school, Ursuline Secondary School in Thurles, and her hometown of Killarney, and he spoke to her old principal friends, and he also spoke to Jesse Buckley and Paul Mescal recently at the Hamnet Irish premiere here in Dublin. He sent this report.
My name is Trina Gleeson and I'm principal of the Ursuline Secondary School in Thurles.
Trina, Jesse Buckley, being a past pupil, waking up to the news of her winning a Golden Globe, how does it make you, how does it make the students feel?
It's a huge day here in our school. It's an immense sense of pride. It's a huge moment in Jessie's career and we're also happy for her. But as a school, we're extremely proud of the fact that we've played a small part in her journey. Jessie's journey from our school here in Thurles to the international stage is an inspiration for all our students. She exemplifies the values we cherish here in the Ursuline: excellence, dedication, creativity and humility. And her success demonstrates to all our students that with talent, hard work and determination, they can achieve their aspirations at the highest levels.
I'm looking at the 2007 yearbook, the year she left school, and we have Jessie Buckley from Killarney, and it says, you know, sixth year biography yearbook. Jessie's career and personal ambitions centre around her love of music because she wants to be a successful actress and a performer in the West End or Broadway. She's not fussy. And that's the thing, she achieved all that and more.
She achieved all that and more, and she was such a dedicated and hard-working student, but always down to earth. And she was a very talented musician as well. She played piano, clarinet and harp here in school. She was a member of our school orchestras and our school choirs, but she was also very generous with her time and was always willing to share her talents with the other students here in school.
And I can hear a little bit of an emotion in your voice. I mean, this is fantastic. I mean, it's joy, even though that the movie Hamnet is an extremely powerful movie. I saw it and people around me were openly crying. It really was that moving.
I think, and that comes from Jessie herself and from the passion she has as a person. And when she last came to our school in 2019, she spoke to the students here and she told the girls to have passion for what they do and to never be afraid of their own potential, reminding the girls that they are more powerful than they can even begin to imagine themselves.
Hello, my name is Oliver Hurley and I'm a musical theatre director based in Tralee, but travel the country directing musical theatre for different musical societies. My first remembrance of seeing Jessie would have been as a young child. She would have been around 10 and she was involved in the children's chorus of Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat for Killarney Musical Society. Now, she stood out. She was a distinctive looking girl, quite lively, ambitious, and I would have remembered her in her childhood because I would have known her mom Marina quite well through her involvement in theatre with me and Tralee with the National Folk Theatre of Ireland. So I would have remembered her from that age, and then I saw her for the first time in the children's chorus of Joseph.
And when did you notice her talent?
Well, even then, there was a spark about her. You know, I mean, you look at her amongst the children's chorus and she always kind of stood out because she had this energy about her. And even though it wasn't a role she was playing, she was part of a choir, I still spotted something. And I suppose it wasn't until years later that we really discovered her talent.
And how proud are you today of the fact that Jessie Buckley has won a Golden Globe and is now set to perhaps win an Oscar, becoming the first female to win leading actress? Irish female.
It's one of those things that I've been following her career from a distance, I suppose, and you take pride in the fact that she's a Kerry woman. You take more pride in the fact that you worked with her, and it was a privilege back then to work with her as a 17-year-old in a big production here in the INEC. So you follow her, and she's almost, you know, when you're involved in musical theatre, it's almost like a family, and I suppose, you know, you have this ownership almost, and even when she does interviews, it's like looking at a child, you know, doing something. You take the ownership, and she's almost you know, part of you, and certainly as a Kerry woman, we're all very proud of her, absolutely proud. And I suppose I should say that I remember when I worked with her with Killarney Musical Society in a show called Carousel, which would have been her last big work here in Ireland. She came into the audition process, and she was a 17-year-old girl who was going for a very challenging role of Julie Jordan. And I know when she walked out of that room, both me and the musical director looked at each other and went, wow. But the show ran, and when she left and went off to London from that very stage here in the INEC the next morning for the ITV show I Do Anything, I remember saying to people, and my friends and my family will vouch for this, I'm saying that girl is going to win an Oscar someday, so I hope I'm right.
I'm here in Killarney chatting to a North Kerry lady. What does this Jessie Buckley Golden Globe mean for the kingdom?
Oh, it's marvellous. It's brilliant. It really puts Killarney, I suppose, and Kerry on the map, and Ireland. And as well as that, she has carried herself so well. And we're all delighted, really.
I'm here with Gerry O'Sullivan, a Kerry man and also from Radio Kerry. What does this Jessie Buckley Golden Globe win mean?
That's a big question, Henry. It means everything. It means a huge amount for like the arts community here in Killarney. Jessie Buckley started off years ago, learned her trade. She was at the Killarney Music Society for many years. She went on and, you know, went on to the West End. She developed a television career. Then she went on to do major movies in Hollywood. And it's just been an upward curve ever since. But really, the stories we've been hearing on the programme over the last number of days, and ever since the last couple of years since she made her breakthrough, really, has been of someone who has, you know, just had that talent all along, but also the hard work. I was talking to Councillor Marie Maloney. She was at Killarney Music Society for 40 years. She saw Jessie when she just started off and saw her progress over the years. And said they always knew she had the talent. She had the amazing singing voice, acting ability, but she really had that work ethic. Kept working, kept at it. And I suppose what she saw last night on the Golden Globe win was, you know, something that they're delighted about. They're beyond their wildest dreams to see someone from Killarney get that high alongside the likes of Michael Fassbender.
I think it's great that she won because she's such a great talent and she's such so well known in the town, and I'm just glad to see someone from Killarney win.
We just heard about Jessie Buckley winning a Golden Globes award. We are thrilled here in Killarney. She's one of our own, and I'm from the Handy Stores in Killarney, and everybody here in the Handy Stores wishes her the best and hope she goes further afield.
Hi. Hi, I'm Jessie Buckley.
I'm Paul Maskell.
How does it feel to be in a movie that's really captured the imagination of so many people and so much emotion? Bring us on that journey.
Oh, it feels amazing. I mean, that's all you ever hope for, is to kind of touch people in the work that you make. And it doesn't often happen. You know, you always go in with the best intentions, and sometimes it doesn't like collide the way it has in this film, and it was just such an amazing thing to be part of. I love working with this man.
Lady.
I love working with Chloe Zhao and the amazing creatives that she got around it. So it's a once in a lifetime thing, this film.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to my Lowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.